This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or mensteeclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, sir. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And Eric Nadel is going to join us here coming up in about 5 minutes or so. We'll talk with the Hall of Fame voice of your Texas Rangers as they need a win. They need a win in a big way suddenly. How have the tides have turned here with your Rangers after winning four in a row? They have now lost three in a row and get set this evening, to visit the Pittsburgh Pirates, a team that is objectively bad. The Rangers are better than. They got to win, at least win this series. This is a must-win series right here for any hope of keeping our confidence in this baseball team. I mean, I was almost bought all the way back in. I was loving the vibes. They're immaculate on Monday and Tuesday, and then they started to slow down a little bit on Wednesday. Had no idea they were about to get swept against this Royals team that lost six in a row.
No.
Real gut punch, dude. Watching these guys just look without swinging. They're just looking at meatballs right there over the plate. And it's just like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah, look at it. Look at this. They're out of rhythm, aren't they? Okay, so, you know, Chris Young saying being under 500 – you know, will definitely not be enough to be buyers. So over these next 5 weeks, we need to see them make up quite a few games against 500. Now you're in this situation where you have to convince the front office and the ownership group that you deserve to be invested in. So hopefully they don't feel the pressure and play even worse. But I feel like in the not-too-distant future, maybe over the next month or so, we could see maybe some fan favorites, maybe even a postseason hero. Be moved on from in the name of saving money and starting to get a little bit of a long-term view of the roster. Okay, speaking of long-term view of the roster, the Stars have announced they've traded Mason Marchment to the Kraken in exchange for a fourth and a third in the upcoming drafts. Marchment clears up $4.5 million in space. My sources tell me that he was just a little too physical for the Stars' identity.
Yeah, that's definitely an aspect of this team that they needed plenty of that before losing Marchment. But they need somebody that also has a little bit more understanding of how not to get in the penalty box all the time.
Yeah.
Like when if you're running Mason Marchment out there, you have to have a top tier bona fide penalty kill because he's going to put you in it at a rapid rate. And he definitely wasn't the solution to the toughness problem.
No.
So, and to get that money saved now against the cap, I think is obviously important. You get some picks for him. I'm totally fine with this. They got to revamp the toughness factor of this team, but they did with or without Marchment.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. Like, he's your toughest player, but what does that really say? You're not all that tough.
Yeah.
And we can, you know, you can afford to lose him and you know, still have an objective of being a tough. But you need the right kind of toughness. You need good toughness that's in position and not out of position fouling. And, you know, you need guys that are willing to fight. And I don't think Marchman really, you know, showed that. While he might have some cross-checking type of toughness, I don't think he had the kind of toughness that Florida and Edmonton was demonstrating. That's a nastiness, you know, and I don't think that level of nastiness is tolerated very often in sport anymore. Or, you know, maybe players don't go there like they used to. But, man, that final was damn near like a brawl at times. There's another piece of video with Trayvon Diggs doing some sports. He's running a route. Did you see this on Cowboys Twitter, Trayvon Diggs running this little route?
I did.
Okay, what'd you think?
I mean, obviously it was more like straight line, but it felt like he was moving pretty good.
Yeah, he's moving all right. I guess, you know, what do we have, 10 weeks till – No, maybe 12 weeks
eight
till
weeks.
Week one, 8 weeks?
Well, I mean, 8 weeks till we go to camp, so we leave on the 21st.
I think 8 weeks till we come home from camp.
Yeah, we got 4 weeks before training camp kicks off.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
4 weeks till we go, and then another what?
Eight weeks for the season.
Yeah,
kind of
exactly. Yeah.
So you have quite a bit of time. I don't think based on what I saw, there's a, like suddenness or change of motion, and I think that's a big leap from kind of running straight line at maybe 60% or 70%, you know, and I was his trainer saying, hold on now, you know, towards the end of it,
yeah,
you know, how he was having to slow down and chop his steps, mm-hmm. you know, was he nervous about Diggs taking that next step in his recovery? And if that's the case, I don't think 2 months is long enough to recover from that. I think that might still be significantly more months, as he basically had a microfracture, right? And this is a pretty complicated, different kind of microfracture than the ones that we became very familiar with 20 years ago here in sport. Looks like Micah Parsons did a camp out in Wichita Falls, somewhere in the panhandle out there. And everybody was living it up and having a good time. But we'll have more C-Note here coming up with you in about 15 minutes on your home of the Cowboys. It's time now for the Eric Nadel Show here on your home of the Rangers. The Eric Nadel Show. We do this Fridays at 5:20. Almost every Friday at 5:20 with Eric Nadel, but today we'll already be deep in the heart of a Rangers broadcast as the pregame's coming up at 5 o'clock. They will they'll visit the Pirates for the first of a three-game weekend series and desperately needing a win. You know, I do think this Micah contract situation, you know, every day that happens that we don't have a deal, it just makes it, a little bit heavier. But ultimately, I think the Cowboys will cave and give him $200 million and $125 million guaranteed, and I bet that will happen sometime around August 10th.
So you're saying that you think he is going to hold out, though? Well, he's going to stay in.
He's going to hold in,
and then go from there.
Okay. I do think, though, that he's going to force the Cowboys' hand. I don't think he'd be willing to play week one.
I mean, I kind of feel like, to me, that I don't know. We talked about it on a couple. I know I have on a couple different platforms. Is this the one where you just go ahead and say, we're going to try and change the fortunes of our team when it comes to contracts?
I like that. Let's pick up that conversation here coming up in about 15 minutes as Eric Nadel joins you now, brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care and TXU Energy. And a happy Friday to you, Eric. How the heck are you?
I am doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. I think we're all in our Ranger brains trying to figure out if this sweep have to stop us in our tracks as far as the optimism we were feeling.
I don't think so. You know, we still haven't reached the halfway point of the season. I think we'll be there at the end of this road trip. But, you know, whether it's just a hiccup, as Joe Torre used to call things like this, or more of a reflection of this is the way the season's going to go, it's too early to tell, but it was a really discouraging homestand to me because even though the Rangers swept the White Sox, they didn't score very many runs, and then they couldn't solve any of the three Kansas City starting pitchers. And I know they're good starting pitchers, but you know, if you can't get anything off good starting pitchers, you're not going to go very far. So honestly, as ice cold as Seager has been, and the way nobody's been able to sustain a hot streak except for Marcus Semien, we're still waiting, and I know a lot of people are getting impatient.
Yeah, I mean, this is historically the worst Seager slump of an 18-game stretch that he's ever had. Do you think this is any different from his previous slumps, though?
Well, I don't know. You know, this one's coming off an injury, and normally, when he comes back off the injured list, you know, he's ready to hit. You know, he seems to be one of these guys who could fall out of bed on Christmas morning, you know, and walk up there and get a hit off a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. But he just doesn't seem to have his timing yet, even after 18 games. So, honestly, I don't even know if the previous slumps were with the Rangers or with the Dodgers. But the fact that he's coming back from injury on this one and hasn't gotten it back together might make it a little bit different. I don't know.
It's Eric Nadell with us. I guess the good news, Jacob DeGrom on the hill tonight. How are you looking at the rest of his season and how great this half has been already for him?
Well, it's been sensational. You know, as much as anything, the fact that he's been able to stay healthy, you know, without missing a start. The Rangers have been very careful to make sure that he doesn't have to pitch on 4 days rest.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's T or Men'sTClinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, with bullpen games and with inserting other people into the rotation, they're protecting him. They're taking care of him. You know, you still wonder, you know, is he going to be able to give you 180 innings, which is kind of the pace that he's on right now. I don't know that we necessarily have to rule that out. And as well as he's pitching and as efficient as he's been, you know, where he's going six, seven innings and throwing, you know, 80 to 90 pitches, everything seems possible. That's very, very encouraging to me.
No Paul Skeens this series, Eric. Is that a little bit of a bummer for you, the baseball fan in you?
As a fan, it's a bummer, yeah. But from the standpoint of the Rangers needing to get something going offensively, it's probably the best thing for the club right now.
Eric Nadell here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, you know, the other thing I wanted to ask you about was being in Pittsburgh, and something we used to do with you was asking you your favorite players from these teams of all time. Who's your favorite Pittsburgh Pirates player?
Well, it's a slam dunk, but it's Roberto Clemente. As a kid, I was watching Clemente, and then in college, when he was starring in the World Series, you know, I was a huge fan of his. You know, the superstars back then, to me, were just so attractive. You know, you had Clemente, you had Hank Aaron. You know, when I started watching, you had Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays and Duke Snider and Stan Musial and Ernie Banks. You know, these are all slam dunk automatic Hall of Famers. And then, of course, Clemente died tragically. And, you know, I think his number should be retired all around baseball. I've been to the Clemente Museum in Pittsburgh, and one of the best stories I've ever heard about a baseball player, I'll try and make the long story short. He was actually signed to play a part in the movie The Odd Couple. And at that time, baseball players weren't making much money. I think he was making about $50,000. And he was offered $10,000 to play a role in The Odd Couple. And when he showed up for the filming at Shea Stadium in New York, he said, "What do I need to do?" And they said, "Well, all you have to do is stand up at the plate and we'll take some shots of you batting." And he said, "Well, what's going to happen in the game?" And they said, "Well, you're going to ground into a triple play. And it's going to happen while Oscar Madison, the sports writer, is out talking to Felix in the hallway. So he's going to miss a triple play turned by the Mets." You know, very funny thing. And Roberto shook his finger, he wagged his finger, no. He said, "Roberto, no hit into any triple plays." And he refused to play the part.
Oh, wow.
I love it.
He was willing to forego $10,000 when he was only making 50. Willing to forego $10,000 so that he wouldn't have to hit into a triple play. So they got some other Pirate player to be the batter. And in the movie, it's not Roberto Clemente, it's somebody else.
Man, I think I would have just settled for Roberto Clemente hitting a home run that the writer missed.
Yeah,
if I was the producer of that show. But neither here nor there. You know, my memories of the Pirates and coming of age was in the 90s with Bonilla and Bonds and Van Slyke and Drabeck, and they were obviously amazing in the 70s and, you know, in the 90s. What's happened to this team, Eric? Why can't they get back on track?
Well, it's a lot of it is poor management and poor decisions, and a lot of it is a small budget. You know, that combination is absolutely deadly. You know, if you're going to work on a small budget, you know, you've got to make really good decisions and sometimes be ahead of the curve in being innovative, something that Tampa Bay has done very well at. The Minnesota Twins have done a really good job at that. It's not impossible, but, you know, the odds are stacked against you when you're in a small market and you have a budget that small. You know, they just haven't made real good roster decisions. They haven't made really good draft decisions.
Eric, you know, and, you know, Gavin was asking about the Pirates and stuff like that, but my memories of the Pirates, I mean, I'm a Manny Sanguian. I could go that far back, that kind of thing, you know. But I was just curious, what did you think about when they were wearing the hats, the uniforms with the stars on the hats and, you know, Kent Tecolvi and the, you know, Willie Stargell and that whole group with all that? That seemed like a fun time. And you hated all that?
I hated the uniforms. Absolutely hated the uniforms. Those pillbox hats.
Yes.
I thought they were really stupid looking, and I think it made those guys look really unathletic. It made them all look fat.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
Willie Stargell looked like a blimp in those things. And, you know, he's one of the best hitters of all times. And yeah. I think those uniforms, they were worse than softball uniforms. And, of course, we weren't really used to colorful jerseys back
sure.
then. And we were critical of all of them. You know, people hated the Astros rainbow uniforms, which
sure.
I actually loved. But I did not like those Pittsburgh uniforms. I don't like the color yellow they use. It's a mustardy color, and I don't uh-huh. think it's a pretty color. But I did love Manny Sanguian, though. He's one of these guys who could hit a pitch over his head and hit
yep.
it for a home run. You know, when they were talking yesterday about Jack Caglione hitting a
right.
pitch that was 4 feet, however many inches off the plate, you know, the second highest pitch hit for a home run this year, I thought, well, that's what Manny Sanguian used to hit regularly. Yogi Berra,
yeah.
they were hitting those pitches all the time.
I remember, Eric, with Manny Sanguian, you know, we see these catchers now really not playing a crouch anymore. Manny Sanguian would kick his leg out and sit all the way on the ground to get a pitch. And they're like, man, and people are like, man, that looks strange. Like Johnny Bench and those guys, they were always so traditional catchers. Manny Sanguian was like kind of had a flair for being a catcher.
Yeah, he had a rocket arm, too. You know, he
yeah.
could be in that weird catching position and
right.
still throw darts to second base to
sure.
throw people out.
Sure.
So what happened, Eric, with I'm sorry here. Let me ask you this. Well, it is a Friday. What you drinking and what you thinking, buddy?
Well, I've been drinking iced tea all day, and not working this weekend, so I've been getting a lot of stuff done. It's been a very busy day, so I'm drinking iced tea to keep the energy level up. And what I'm thinking is this is a crucial road trip for the Rangers.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of the end of this soft part of the schedule, since when they come home, they play Seattle, and I don't care what their record is. With their starting rotation, I don't consider them a soft touch. You know, they've got to make some hay against these teams. You know, they've already shown in the course of the last week to 10 days that that's easier said than done. You know, they've got to come away from this road trip with, I would think, at least a 4-2 record. You know, hopefully even better than that. You know, if they come home, you know, 2-4 on this trip, it's going to be devastating.
Now I remember what I wanted to ask you about, Eric. My apologies for that. What happened to the high heat home run hitters? Have those guys, disappeared in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I think for the most part they have, as a result of the swing angles that the guys are using now, those launch angles, the uppercut swing is not designed to hit the high pitch. And I think it's one of the reasons that pitchers have gone back to throwing their fastballs high in the zone. Even two-seam pitchers, quote, sinker ball pitchers, throw their fastballs high in the zone a lot. And I think a lot of it has to do with the swing paths that guys have now and their difficulty in getting to those high pitches.
Didn't we used to call that a tomahawk? You'd hit that thing high,
yeah.
Boom.
There you go. I don't know
Send
if that's
it.
Politically incorrect now to say.
Probably is.
We
did dump
used
that.
To say
yeah.
that. We used to use that phrase a lot when a guy would hit a high pitch. And it's so rare now that I don't think I've used that phrase in a couple of years, and not because I've been worried about it being politically incorrect.
Well, great stuff, man. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Salute. Eric Nadel with you here in the GPAC Nation, brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care and TXU Energy. I'm glad I remember that question because that was interesting to me, and then I forgot it as soon as I went to ask it to him. So, you know, it's just one of those moments.
You know what Newey Scruggs would say in a time like this.
Yeah. I do. Okay, we got to step aside. We're live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton, 35 and Bush here, right on the service road. And Stella Artois has beer samples for you. A great place to come hang out on a Friday. Man, this is lively too. And they're doubling or tripling the capacity of the pickleball courts they have. Anyway,
this podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or MensTeaClinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.